birthday for WPGC. This is Bob Raleigh Jr. The Crystal Mansion. The Crystal Mansion for WPGC. 1016, this is Bob Raleigh Jr. Oldies at 11 o'clock. Junior class of St. Mary's Academy sponsoring a bake sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. till sellout, as a matter of fact. 10 a.m. till sellout in the Seventh Corner Shopping Center in Falls Church, Virginia. Proceeds will go for the junior class trip, so why don't you fall on by? Some of those bake sales have the most delicious cakes and pastries and donuts. I don't want to talk about it.
We're always thinking about you first, and that's why we at the First National Bank of Southern Maryland are opening our newest banking center at 3700 Donnell Drive, opposite the Penmar Shopping Center. Not just a branch, but a complete banking center. The First National Bank of Southern Maryland's newest office is now open. Regular lobby business hours 9 to 2, and Saturday 9 to 12, Friday evening 4 to 7. Our three drive-in windows are open 9 to 2, Thursday and Friday 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. You'll see why it's a complete banking center with every service. Checking and savings accounts, auto and personal loans, certificates of deposit, safe deposit boxes, and you can pay your utility bills. See you at our new Pennsylvania Avenue branch. Member FDIC.
Checking out the weather. Rain today. Highs to about 6. No kidding. Rain today. Yeah, they hit it on the head for once. Heavy rain tonight. Lows to 50. Rain tapering off tomorrow. Highs to 64. 58 degrees. I had an uncle who tried to taper off once.
Flash. Back.
Union Gap for WPGC at 1021.
Little Boss and Big Hall are not your father's heroes.
I bet you think that I make out really good. Well, I don't make out good. You know those girls? You think I don't know they're pigs? They just feed you like pigs.
Robert Redford, Michael J. Pollard, Little Boss and Big Halsey. Song sung by Johnny Cash. From Paramount, in color. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
Now playing at the Translux Theater, 14th and 8th Street, Northwest.
Undecided between Bell and Tidings? Listen.
I think Glenn Bell likes people.
I think he's impeccably honest. Absolutely trustworthy.
I think Glenn wants to give authority to the school principals and to the school superintendents that somebody has to call the shots.
I don't think Senator Tidings knows the value of a dollar. J. Glenn Bell, in the old-fashioned way, knows what a dollar means.
That's why it's time for a change. Vote for Glenn Bell. Paid for by the Bell for Senate Committee, J.F. Detzer, Treasurer.
Mother, when your child has a fever, a cold, or a toothache, give him St. Joseph Aspirin for Children. The aspirin more children's doctors recommend. And now, the brand new Sentry Lock Cap on St. Joseph Aspirin for Children gives your children extra protection against accidents. It's extra hard for children to open, but easy for you once you know the secret. Look for the new Sentry Lock Cap. Safety first, from the makers of St. Joseph Aspirin for Children.
Nature sometimes needs a small cough to break loose congestion. Yet the big, jarring cough, the kind that often comes with a cold or flu, must be suppressed. That's why St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children is gentle, balanced, never overpowering. It contains suppressant, helps control those jarring coughs, works with nature, helps your child rest and get well fast. Win the victory with St. Joseph Cough Syrup for Children.
WPGC, 50,000 FM, 10,000 AM. Power to the people.
Now the wheels on the freeway, chopping round downtown all day. Found a way to make a real deal on a wheel. Summertime, trying to bum a ride.
Now, just back from seeding the clouds over rain-starved Washington, here's Bob Raleigh Sr. Change in plans, ruling, carrot mystery. These are the newsmakers. The story's next.
It takes two hands to handle a Whopper, the two-fisted burger at Burger King. It takes two hands to handle a Whopper, the two-fisted burger at Burger King. You gotta put it down to drink your shake, to munch your fries, to take a break. It takes two hands to handle a Whopper, cause the burgers are bigger at Burger King.
How's a Whopper get to be so big? We started off with wall-to-wall meat, pure beef, on a giant toasted bun. Then we pile on pickles, onions, and ketchup, crisp lettuce, juicy tomatoes, and mayonnaise. That's the Burger King Whopper. The burger so big that one hand just can't hold it.
It takes two hands to handle the Whopper. The bigger the burger, the better the burger. The burgers are bigger at Burger King.
There are four Burger Kings to serve you in Fairfax, Falls Church, Springfield, and Woodbridge.
A group of students who had planned a mass rally at the Justice Department today changed their plans as trouble develops with the sound system for loudspeakers. Eddie Hamburg of the SGA at the University of Maryland tells us the rally will be held at the Student Union Ballroom at the University of Maryland. Speakers include the Reverend Channing Phillips, David Dellinger, and lawyer Philip Hirschkopf. Hamburg tells us the purpose of the rally.
The show said that the University of Maryland will stand by Kent State, Jackson State, and the political repression on their campuses. We've called for two special things. One is that a federal grand jury look into the Kent State hearings, and that, two, that the officers who were the Mississippi Highway Patrol and the Jackson State Police who were interviewed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation be indicted under the Federal False Claims Act that says when they gave false testimony concerning the Jackson State killings, when they said they never fired their weapons. And we feel that they should be indicted under the Federal False Claims Act since they were already declared, their testimony was already declared absolutely false by the Hinds County Grand Jury.
The U.S. Court of Appeals is expected to rule today on the Black Panthers suit for use of the D.C. Armory. The Panthers want to hold a so-called Revolutionary People's Constitutional Convention in D.C. next month. Fairfax police are checking a report today that a man in a white bunny suit was seen chopping a post on a lonely county road overnight. Last week, an Air Force Academy cadet and his girlfriend said the 6-foot rabbit tossed a hatchet through the windshield of their car while they were parked in the same area. The Prince George's commissioners are expected to decide today on an ordinance that would overhaul the county zoning laws. The measure would allow high-density developments of the builders if the builder agrees to provide land for public facilities such as parks. Three homemade bombs explode in New York City this morning, damaging two armories and a police station. There were no injuries. Monsoon rains are flooding the northern section of South Vietnam.